Hey, this is Jared Leone from downtown Asheville, North Carolina.
This is Radio 8670-XML from the Courtyard Gallery in downtown Asheville, North Carolina.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
It's 5 rafting trip giveaways each week at Rivers Resort in the New River Gorge in Wild, Wild West Virginia!
Thank God it's Thursday!
All material on this podcast is the sole property of the artists who performed it or wrote it and may not be used without written permission. If you do, we will have you drawn in quarter.
Go away! Hey, stop joking around.
With the next generation of radio broadcasting in your ear, we like to think we live forever in future airspace.
Podcasting with Jared Leone, true home of Ashton.
Hello.
This is Jared.
I'd like to crawl into the earth. Make my home under the leaves. Cause my passions lie deep in those woods. The ones that
all right, folks, welcome to the True Home Open Mic and Podcast. We have an intro now, so I don't need to do any of that stuff. I'm really tired today. That's okay, though. I feel really good. It's just been like, I think I've swung into like that mode where like I have a lot of energy, been staying up kind of late, being real tired in the morning, and yeah, it's wicked fun. But around this time of the evening, there's a little speed bump to get over. So before we do anything else, let's give a big round of applause to Carlos in the Courtyard Gallery for having us here every Thursday. Keep your eyes peeled for things happening at the Yellow Door Media Arts Center, which is soon to reopen somewhere in town. We actually just looked at a cool new possible spot for it today that's right nearby, so I'm kind of excited about that possibility. This coming Tuesday is the singer-songwriter potluck, 7:30 in the evening right here in the gallery. Ash Devine and Jonah Micah Judy are going to be here performing. Have a little bit of food, see some good live local singer-songwriter music. That happens the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. There are film showings here at the gallery every Friday. It's free snacks, coffee and tea. There's discussion afterwards, and it's a really good community of folks that are coming out to check out World Cinema. It's a featured filmmaker from somewhere around the world every Friday right here in the gallery at 8 o'clock. And you can check out a review of the film that's being shown in the film section of the Mountain Express. And tomorrow is Sirens. I don't know anything about it, but I know it's called Sirens. All right. We'll have some more announcements later, some stuff going on. Maybe we'll get some people in here. My friend Ellen is supposed to be here. She's in town. She was an open mic regular from back in the Indigenous Tea House incarnation. And she's in town for about a week. So she's supposed to be here with some folks. So hopefully she'll show. We're going to start our evening with a short clearing poem from Pam. Let her do one, and then we'll have her back up again in a little bit. So let's welcome Pam to the microphone.
Thanks, y'all. Ready? Okay. My life has come full circle. I am trapped. The most I can do is acclimate myself to my cell, partake of the library cart when it comes by, thank the volunteer who pushes it, and be glad I have a window with a view of the sky.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for Pam one more time. All right. I'm psyched to have this next performer up. It's my friend Ellen. I was just telling them about you, actually, just a short while before you showed up, so it worked. We manifested her, folks. She actually lives far away from us, but she's visiting for a week, so you are at an extra special open mic this evening, and we will welcome Ellen Selm to the stage.
I've been writing and singing for about as long as I can remember. So this is just some original things. I usually just write poetry, and then if it feels like it needs to be sung, then it gets sung. This is called Senses of Reason. In the mouth of the fire, may you walk with both feet firm. Heart, be still and know the ways which to return. Giving back all that your fears would beg you burn. Release to feel the sting and healing wound. In the eye of the ocean, may you drift with arms churning strong. Love still be and know it's never fully gone. Accept this truth, pain's drowning pool begs to be wrung. Drink of the tears that carried us all far too long. In the ear of the forest, may you speak with an endless mind. Still be truth and know all happens in good time. Amend your soul, allowing peace unto yourself. Even if weathered and worn, a path of wisdom will bring health. In the arms of the stars, may you glow with a welcoming light. Be still, friend, and know everything works out all right. Life is testing you to shine with all your might. So live with intent till death receives you into the omnipresent night.
We're going to welcome Mr. George Brown to the stage.
The moon was full, and I broke a plate. I crawled up in my fridge and forgot all my dates. When I finally came out, I was all alone. Though I now have four moons, with the fifth in my mouth, that's quadrovision brought to me straight from a good strong bottle of scotch. So I howled at the courthouse, all the cafes, through the abandoned streets where we all used to play. And I howled at the cold buildings, the banks and cafes, wearing the morning, we all would return. And I howled at the courthouse and the ghettos of concrete, and I wondered how many would fit down the mouth of a volcano. Well, you might call it crazy, but I swear I have seen the moon's a street lamp with so much to do. Oh, you might call it crazy, but I swear it is true. The moon is a street lamp, its light so watered down, and spread so very thin that it's almost dying blue. A celestial chicken divorced from its head, running around starstruck, not moving an inch. The moon was full and I broke all my plates. I crawled up in my fridge and I'm not coming out.
Let's hear it for George Glass one more time.
I'm gonna shift gears just a little bit. Maybe. I heard an okay. That sounds good.
Ooh, yeah, no.
Yay, thank you. Whew, permission is good, yes. Okay. This is to my dad. Why 80 is better than 40, 50, or 60? We dance in clumsy delicacy, though we don't fall down. Our tiniest metatarsals crushed 100 times. Smashed antennae, burnt beyond repair. Caught on jacket buttons, unintended torn out hair. Feet still misshapen, you hold out your hand to me. Try again, we'll do it better. I'm a good coper now. Come on out, you'll see. So I lurch and stumble forth, careen my way up north, and you buy me a chocolate cookie. Then, for a little while, all of us are happy. Thank you. All right. Can we handle one more?
Yeah.
Huh. Ow. All right, I like that. Golden strands, some indelicate tufts, caked with fairy blood, broken gossamer feathers from crushed wings, cracked sable brushes, hardly even touched by paint. They raped her because they could see her, from the relative safety of a dusty bookshelf, guilt-stricken, too little, too late. A swarthy elfin one tentatively emerges, quill in hand, to see if her sister still lives. Ah, my artist spirit, she whispers, kneeling. You're still breathing. No, don't try to speak. This psyche we live in has become a dangerous place. How I wish I could have come for you sooner, but then they would have had both of us. Lay your head on my lap and rest a bit. Then away to the silence of the libraries, the hidden garrets of antiquity, where I shall wage an underground war to avenge your innocence, your vision, your good name. It is not your fault. Your gift is beauty, your task to translate it. You bear no arms. You did not invent money, nor did you corrupt it. Ah, look, your hands are unharmed. With each turn of my phrase, I shall turn those men under. The shame with which they tried to ruin you, I shall multiply a thousandfold and mix its flavor with the dirt they shall taste between their teeth. And the swarthy elfin one, weapons implacably on her mind, set about finding partisans and helpmates for her sister, all the while internally grumbling as to how all these chores of healing were postponing her ardent plans.
Let's hear it for Pam one more time.
Andrew, are you back there? There he is. We had this crazy experience today. I got here and all the electricity was off. I was like, whoa. I actually thought we were going to have like a completely acoustic, candlelit, like sitting around in a circle kind of open mic. But luckily we found a 12,000 foot extension cord. And you think I'm exaggerating, but I'm not.
12,000 feet. All right, folks. You can find Mr. Andrew David at myspace.com/astreetwithnosign. And you can catch him here in the gallery on the 12th. And right now, let's give him a warm welcome, Mr. Andrew David.
Leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you had better grab it fast. He understands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out to the saints are coming through, because it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense and take what you have gathered from going. Empty-handed painter on your street, drawing crazy patterns on his sheets. The sky too red is falling under you, and it is all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they are rowing home. Your empty-handed army, it is going home. Your lover that just walked out the door and taking all the blankets from the floor. And the carpet too is moving under you, because it's all over now, baby blue. Leave your stepping stones behind, something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond is rapping at your door, standing in the clothes you once wore. So strike another match, girl, start anew, because it's all over now, baby blue. Yes, it is all over now, baby blue.
It's my favorite joke right now. So there's this ship sailing along the high seas, you know, and the lookout from the crow's nest calls down, "Pirate ship off the starboard bow!" So the captain rushes to the starboard side and he looks out, and there's this pirate ship approaching. "All men to your battle stations! First mate, run to my cabin and get my red shirt!" First mate's like, okay, but he doesn't. Captain puts on his red shirt, and the pirates come, and they board, and they have this vicious battle, but they repel the pirates, you know. So after the battle's over, and he sends everybody, "Good work, men, back to your stations," you know. And the first mate's like, "My God, that was an incredible victory, sir, you know. But I have to ask you, why, in a moment like that, would you want me to go get your red shirt?" And the captain's like, "Well, you see, first mate, whenever I'm going to be in a battle, I like to wear my red shirt. That way, if I get cut and bleed, the men won't see it, and they won't lose morale." And the first mate's like, "Oh my God, that's brilliant. I never would have thought of that. That's brilliant leadership. Thank you, sir." So the next day, they're cruising along the high seas, and the crow's nest calls down, 10 pirate ships off the starboard bow!" And so the captain runs to the starboard bow, and he looks over, and sure enough, there's 10 pirate ships heading towards the boat. So he's like, "All men to your battle stations! First mate, go to my cabin and grab my brown pants." Yes. Mr. Rob McHale can be found at myspace.com/RobMcHaleBand, RobMcHaleBand. And you can see him right here, right now. So let's give him a warm welcome to the microphone.
Say thanks to Jared for hosting this thing. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rob.
Can we get just a tad more down here in this?
Yeah.
On the vocal there.
We can. Can you hear yourself now?
Maybe just yeah. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jared. Thank you.
let's welcome Katie Selm to the microphone.
I don't write my own stuff like Ellen does, because I guess I'm not as creative. So I'm just going to sing other people's work. And I have a bit of a headache, so I'm not going to be real. Woo!
There was a love affair in this building, some kind of love affair that every respectable building must keep as a legend. Slowly festering through an innocent by the where have you heard he was perfect except for the fact that he was an engineer. Mothers prefer doctors, hello, on news. Do 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 do. Yeah, despite his imperfection, he was clean looking and respectable looking, and you'll never find a mother who doesn't appreciate a natural man. So he grew healthy aloe vera plants by the window, healthy teeth in his mouth, healthy hair on his head. He grew healthy wavy brown hair. The kind that babies always go for, with sticky little fingers. Do 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 do.
That was Regina Spektor.
That was awesome. Let's hear it for Katie Selm one more time.
You.
Chances were approaching to be grabbed, but as I came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to fold, cause these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, starving works. When it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. Baby said he couldn't stay, wouldn't put his lips to mine. I failed to kiss as I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my void. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I've got to fold, cause these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love.
Let's hear it for Aaron Selm. You guys all sisters?
Yeah.
So cool.
Go around our hometown and like sing songs together.
I was gonna say, man, you guys are the next international superstar. Just waiting to happen.
It's handsome.
Yeah, right. We'll call you the Dixie Spice Girls. But cooler. That'll be the full title. I totally almost forgot for the folks listening in the podcast at home to give away the rafting trip tickets.
Oh,
so, first five people to email us at purplecoca@aol.com, it's purplecoca@aol.com, will get one of five gift certificates. Each gift certificate is good for two people to take a rafting trip down the river and have lunch and a beer afterwards, all courtesy of Rivers Resort. And we appreciate them hooking us up, so definitely give us a
email. I'm emailing
you in my mind. Oh. Go home and, oh, there's plenty of time. This doesn't go out for a while yet.
Oh, sweet.
You guys all want to take a big rafting trip? Because I have one of them, too. We should all just do it. That'd be so fun. All right, cool. Thank
Tell
you very much.
Joke.
What's that?
Tell another joke.
Okay. I got. Actually, there was one that I was actually thinking that you guys would enjoy. All right. This is an old one. I haven't told this one in a while. I have some others. It's like the joke of the moment, you know, when I'm telling. Okay. So Jesus and Moses are out golfing with this really old man, you know? And they, all three of them get up to the first tee. Moses, you know, lines up, drives it. It hooks way to the left and it lands in this water trap. No problem, you know, he's Moses. He walks over and he lifts up his golf club like this and does this. And the water trap parts. He walks and plays through, you know? So Jesus tees off and hooks way to the right and lands in a water trap. No problem. He like walks out to the water trap and then he walks out on the water trap, dips his club and plays through. So, you know, the old man's turn, he goes and he tees off. He drives it straight and hard. I mean, it overshoots the green and everything. And just as it's about to land in this water trap, this fish jumps up and grabs the ball in its mouth, and this hawk swoops down and grabs the fish, and they both go up in the sky, and then this lightning bolt hits the hawk, and the fish falls out of the hawk's mouth, and the ball falls out of the fish's mouth, gets caught in a whirlwind, bounces off two trees, hole in one. And Jesus turns to the old man and says, "Dad, if you don't quit cheating, I'm not going to play with you anymore." Thank you, Carlos, and the Courtyard Gallery for having us here every Thursday. Thank you guys for hanging out till the end. You brought a whole audience with you. It was awesome. And two performers. It was great. You guys are welcome back anytime. All right, we'll see you on a Thursday in the future. Thanks for coming out.
Standards of living now seem so high that it's hard to see past the buildings that crowd our sky. And I know maybe there's something here that I can change. I'm gonna start standing around, watch, yell, and scream and sing. I'd like to crawl into the earth, make my home under the leaves, 'cause my passions lie deep in those walls, the ones that all the human, and our hearts can vary between sidewalk and grass, and I can respect the concrete and the buildings, but I want some of my true home back. I want some of my
You've been listening to True Home by Ashley Lyon, and this is True Home Corporate Capital.